Abel, still shivering uncontrollably, stared at his father dumbly, and at last Adam went on. "You're shaking just the way the cockroach was shaking under the weight of the mountain. Your muscles are protesting the hopeless task you've given them, the task of denying to the cold the tiny space your body encompasses. It can't be done, and your muscles know it. If you don't make way, you will be crushed. In either case, the cold will have the space you're trying to defend. It has already entered into everything in these hills, into the ground, into the trees, into the birds and animals and insects, even into me. You alone are suffering because you alone are trying to push back this mighty force with the strength of your puny muscles." The mountain wasn't his enemy, but the cockroach made it into one, and so was crushed. The cold isn't your enemy either, but it will crush you as though it were an enemy if you don't make way. "I don't know how," Abel chattered. "Relax your muscles," his father replied. "Stop struggling to keep the cold out. Let it flow through your body. Give it the space it will have in any case. Then you'll see that it isn't malevolent or hostile or indeed anything that is thinking of you at all.